The top 10. The Irish Women. An introduction. Short stories have always been a sort of instant access into an author's brain, their soul and heart. A few pages can lift our lives into locations, people and experiences with a sweep of landscape, narration, feelings and emotions that are difficult to achieve elsewhere. In this series, we try to offer up tried and trusted top tens across many different themes and authors. But any anthology will immediately throw up the questions, why that story? Why that author? The theme itself will form the boundaries for our stories, which range from well-known classics, newly told, to stories that modern times have overlooked, but perfectly exemplify the theme. Throughout the volume, our authors, whether of instant recognition or new to you, are all leviathans of literature. Some you may disagree with, but they will get you thinking about our choices and about those you would have made. If this volume takes you on a path to discover more of these miniature masterpieces, then we will have all gained something. The Emerald Isle is home to literary talent on a grand scale, and amongst their ranks are women of quite extraordinary ability who refuse to take second place to the men. Their voice is strong, their words beguiling, entrancing, but often with a will of iron as they create works of character, of narrative, and of quite sumptuous literature. Genius has many names.
A Rich Woman by Catherine Tynan. Margaret Laffan was something of a mystery to the island people. Long ago, in comparative youth, she had disappeared for a half dozen years. Then she had turned up one day in a coarse dress of blue and white check, which looked suspiciously like workhouse or asylum garb, and had greeted such of the neighbours as she knew with a nod, for all the world as if she had seen them yesterday. It happened that the henwife at the Hall had been buried a day or two earlier, and when Margaret came asking for a place from Mrs. Wilkinson, the Lord's housekeeper, the position was yet unfilled, and Margaret got it. Not everyone would have cared for the post. Only a misanthropic person, indeed, would have been satisfied with it. The henwife's cottage and the poultry settlement might have been many miles from a human habitation, so lonely were they. They were in a glen of red sandstone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?